Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The pending snow will have any impact on the crowd tonight?
No.
No?
No. Zero.
3 feet of snow?
It's not going to be 3 feet of snow. The only impact I could potentially see is the secondary market being slightly lower than the way it's been, which has been red hot. But yeah. That place will be packed. Every seat will be filled. And I doubt, in fact, did you even know that, what do they call that theater now that they have, the theater right next to it? I know they changed the name. The theater at Madison Square Garden.
It's just called the theater now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they're having the Felt Forum.
Okay. They're having a Henrik Lundqvist retirement night viewing party. And they sold tickets for
that. Yeah. Genius. Monetize everything.
You're damn right.
If you can't get into the game, you can go into the theater having bought a ticket, and I'm sure there'll be a huge screen up, and you're able to watch the ceremony there.
Like, for example,
I bet you people bought tickets.
Oh, no, they have. The cheapest ticket right now to get in an hour and a half before the ceremony with a blizzard heading our way is $307.
And that's the minimum price to be in the door?
They call it the get-in price.
Uh-huh.
Is $307. This is hottest ticket we've seen in this town.
So give me an idea, what's a ticket on the glass?
On the glass?
Yeah, just for S's and giggles.
All right. Pull it up. $1,500.
I don't think it's worth it.
What don't you think is worth it?
Like,
paying that kind of money?
Yeah.
It depends. Look, you don't care. So for you, you're not spending that kind of money. I spend the kind of money on games that you would look at and say I would never do it.
Like, if you told me, I'm going to drop $1,500 because it's game 7, totally get that. Because the moment, the experience, and you want to be there when, you know, they clinch or whatever the case may be. Like, you're going there, and I respect the fandom, I really do. But you're going to drop $1,500 for what?
For a ceremony. And for the memories. Because if you're a diehard fan, you're going to get emotional tonight. You know, when they play a video highlighting Henrik Lundqvist's greatest moments, his successes in Game 7s, the run to the Stanley Cup in 14, you're going to be emotional about it. I would be if I was a diehard Ranger fan.
Yeah.
I would. I get emotional over things like that, and I have no championships. I haven't experienced anything that involves winning.
I don't know if I'm trying to think of a player that I adored. Or
Bernard King.
As a kid, like if it was Bernard King.
They retire his number.
Well, yeah, which they're never going to do.
Let's say they did.
I don't think I would drop, like I'd want to be in the building for it. Yep, I get it. I wouldn't spend $1,500
on it. What would you spend?
To be in the building when they retire BK's number?
What's your cutoff where you say, I can't do any more than that?
$250.
$250?
Yeah, $250.
Here's the real question.
Yeah.
Because I had this thought in 2010 in Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
Because I told my dad, I made him a promise, and it's still there. I said, Dad, if the Jets are in the Super Bowl, we're going. We are going to find a way to buy tickets.
Yeah.
And we don't get freebies. Let's tell everybody.
I mean, the face price of a Super Bowl ticket's over $1,000.
It's over $1,000. Yeah. And while, maybe you and I could get a press credential to get in the building with your dad or with your you got to pay for the tickets. So we're talking about really paying for tickets. And I remember thinking to myself, what's my cutoff? Like, as much as I want to be there.
$2,500 a ticket.
I'd spend more than that.
You would?
Yeah.
You'd go $5,000 a ticket?
The Jets in the Super Bowl?
And you do because you want to get it done before your dad dies, so there's no price on
it? No.
Are you worried about your dad's health?
You threw that in there. No.
So $5,000 a ticket?
I think the number I came up with was $15,000 a ticket.
A ticket?
Yeah, I think I would.
You're out of your effing mind.
Jets in the Super Bowl?
You would spend $15,000?
I think I would.
Per ticket?
I think I would, yeah.
Now, would you bring one of your, would you bring Jet?
How old is he?
Well, let's say Jet's 10.
Yeah, I'd have to buy three tickets, maybe
so
four.
So you would drop $45,000.
I think I'd have to.
On three tickets. Forget about the hotel, the air, for all that crap. On the tickets for the Super Bowl.
You only live once, bro.
That is crazy talk.
And I get crab for shrimp?
I'm with you.
What, are you out of your mind?
Well, he hasn't done it yet, but I'm with you.
Big Mac, excuse me.
45 grand excuse to go me. See the Jets in the Super Bowl?
Yeah. Well, what was the last thing you just said? The last two words you
he
said?
He gets crab for shrimp.
The Jets shrimp. In the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The Evan. Jets
stop.
In the
stop.
Super Bowl.
Buy a 100-inch Samsung with surround sound. Bang.
The
go,
Jets.
Go to the city and have a good time somewhere that night.
Yeah, the nuts. Jets in the suit. Look, I spent $450. I know that's not $15,000. I spent $450 per person, me and my wife, on plane tickets to fly to Kansas City that we never was going to use if they lost game five.
Okay.
Which, spoiler alert, they lost.
Okay, so you get an airplane credit, though. You use them at some point. You just said $15,000.
Yeah.
Per ticket.
Maybe more, honestly.
Listen, Spence, I'd love you to go to college, but I got to tell you a story. So back in 2025, when you were only 4 years old, the New York Jets made the Super Bowl, and Pop was, 75 years old. And, Mommy and I decided we would spend your college education money, the 529 account. We liquidated it so that I could take Pop to go see a football game.
First of all, that is not a fair description.
Enjoy Pace. Great
not
college.
A fair description at all.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about.
The only way it works is if you make $30,000 betting on the other team, you weirdo.
which is part of the plan, probably.
Yeah. Wow. All right, listen.
How much does it mean to you? You're a diehard Jet.
Not $15,000 a ticket.
Okay, what's the most you'd spend?
I can tell you that.
What's the most you'd spend?
For a Jet Super Bowl?
I want you to repeat that. A Jets Super Bowl. Not a retirement ceremony
What's
for Bernard King.
The face value ticket, I think, is $1,500, actually. No joke. I think that's a legitimate face value.
And by the way, I want to throw this in there.
I don't even think I'd spend that much.
They're facing a 48-year-old Tom Brady in the Super Bowl.
I don't care who they're facing. I don't even think I'd buy the face value ticket.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
You just not care about being in the building as I do?
To me, it doesn't change my enjoyment of the championship. If they won the Super Bowl, I'm going to party like it's 1999 and enjoy every bit of it. I don't need to be there to do that.
No, I'm not
and
saying.
And I respect the ability, like, imagine being there when your team wins. I get it.
Do you think there's any Giant fan who went in, specifically 08, let's go with that one, January or February of 08, who spent 10 grand to be at that Super Bowl in Arizona, who says all these years later, you know what? It was an awesome moment. It was a great memory. But boy, do I regret dropping the 15 grand. Or do you think all of them say to a T, it was worth every penny?
All right, so I'll tell you a quick story. Mets Royals Game 5, Citi Field.
Why are you bringing this up?
For a reason. Ugh. For a reason.
Ugh.
I had a suite that year. Ugh. All right?
Yeah.
I had my own suite that year. I didn't share it with anybody. Okay?
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah, this is just painful, but go ahead.
Okay. 12, I think there were 12 tickets for the suite, and then you could buy four extras if you wanted to. So 16 seats in total, but they came with 12, okay? I was offered $100,000 for that game.
Wow.
And how about that?
And you took it.
Man, I'm not stupid.
You also don't care as much, though. I respect that. You don't care as much as I do. We're different. You admit that. So it's different on our part.
$15,000 a ticket?
Bro, I get it. I was at that game as well, in my seat, 318. I wouldn't have sold that for $50,000.
Junket Irishman has a very fair question for you,
uh-huh,
based on things you've admitted to on this show in the past. If you drop $15,000 a ticket for you and your dad to go to the Jets Super Bowl and they lost, would you make your dad walk home? Good question, by the way. That is a solid question. Answer, please.
He's a Jet fan. Of course I wouldn't. I made my friend walk home because he was a Yankee fan. Let's keep that in mind. He wasn't with me in pain. Like, if I was at that game with Loogie, who's a diehard Met fan who despises the Yankees, as annoying as Loogie could be, I would have driven him home. Yeah. But it was the fact that I love Chad, but he was a Yankee fan.
Drunken Irishman just wants to know.
Drunken Irishman, it's a great question. It's a
very good question.
If you're on my side, and we both can kind of waddle, is it waddle? Wobble? Waddle?
Waddle. I don't know what you're going for, but go ahead.
Waddle in our own pain?
Waddle?
Wallow.
Wallow.
Thank you. Geez. Thank you.
Yeah, you waddler.
I'm punch drunk. Wallow in our own pain?
Sit around and waddling.
Yeah, the penguin waddles. You wallow.
Right.
Just so we have that down.
There you go.
Here's JoJo in East Brunswick. We got the Blame Poll coming up a little bit later this hour as well, courtesy of our friends at Von Rohr, who have already come to the rescue with the snowblower and the wood planer, because they're good like that. What's up, JoJo?
What's up there, Craigie boy? Okay. I got two giant Super Bowl stories. I've been to two giant Super Bowls.
Okay.
In 2000, when the Giants played the Ravens with that louse Terry Collins.
Yeah.
I flew to Tampa.
Yeah.
By myself, because none of my loser friends wanted to go.
Yeah.
I got to rent a car. I went to Walgreens. I got some shoe polish, white shoe polish.
Yeah.
I rode on my rent a car. I went there with no tickets. I rode on my rent a car. I need one ticket with my cell phone number.
Yeah.
I drove around the stadium Sunday morning. Finally, somebody from MTV calls me with one ticket.
Wow.
$2,500. I sat in the 11th row on the 50.
Wow.
I would do it again tomorrow.
That's a great
right
story.
And that game obviously was a disaster. Like, we're not even talking about a Super Bowl that has these amazing memories. No. It was an ass whooping.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, you're wrong. The amazing memory was that was the best. You go back and look on YouTube. The best halftime show you'll ever see.
Do you remember what the halftime show was, Evan?
Of the 2000 Super Bowl, Giants Ravens? I don't. I have no idea.
Yeah, I could dig.
Who was
it? Look it up. It's the best. It's the best Super Bowl halftime.
Man, I'm looking it up.
I'm thinking it was Steven Tyler. I'm thinking it was Britney Spears. I'm thinking it was Justin Timberlake, NSYNC, or the Backstreet Boys. One of those two boy bands. There was like five great artists.
Right.
Not like the crap you see today.
So,
okay, so wait, that's
so
the first story.
For $2,500, you saw a great concert.
Phenomenal. A bad game, but a great concert.
Second story,
I was in Phoenix for the 2008 Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Friend of mine, at that time, I owned an event company, and a friend of mine who I was doing his daughter's Sweet 16, I was planning his daughter's Sweet 16, he owed me $2,500. He was the IT guy for the Jets in the Giant Stadium.
Yep.
So he calls me up. He says, "Listen, I got two. As soon as they beat Green Bay when Coughlin had the frozen face.
Right.
As soon as they beat Green Bay, I called Phoenix and got hotel reservations.
Smart.
Without tickets. I didn't even know the Giants were going yet.
Okay.
So then, long story short, my friend, the IT guy who works for the Jets, calls me up. Says, "I'm going to get two tickets to the Jet game to the Super Bowl. Can we squash the $2,500 I owe you for my daughter's Sweet 16. I said, "Absolutely."
Fair deal.
Okay. So now, here's the thing. I'm in the event planning business. The night before the Super Bowl, I have to be at an event that ends at 11:30 p.m. Saturday night, and I'm guaranteed to be at this event. Okay? I get my tickets. We fly out of Philly on a 5:30 flight. Me and my cousin. I took my cousin to the game.
Yeah.
Fly out of Philly on a 5:30 flight. We fly to Houston. We
right.
get to Houston at, I think it was 10 o'clock. So there's a time change or whatever the case might be.
Right.
By the time we got to Phoenix, it was 1 o'clock. We were able to check into the hotel and get to the stadium. Saw the greatest game in the world.
Yeah.
That was when Burris caught the touch. But
yeah,
my seats were in the end zone. My seats were in the end zone. I sat next to Coughlin's daughter-in-law. My seats were in the end zone. Sat next to Coughlin's daughter-in-law. Burris caught the touchdown right in front of me.
Right.
We finished up. Game was over. I had to be on a plane the next morning at 6 o'clock.
That sounds
awesome. I
wasn't
in Phoenix for 24 hours.
I'll tell you a funny story about that game. So I don't have any tickets to the game. Mark Chernoff, our boss at the time, literally the day before says, "Hey, we got two extra tickets from Westwood One. Do you and your wife want them?" I'm like, "Yeah, hell yeah."
Giants,
Patriots, right? So I sit there, and we're sitting literally 50-yard line.
Oh, really?
Like the best seats I've ever had in my life.
That's awesome.
Sitting next to me are these two young guys who recognize me from the show, which is barely a year old, me and Boomer, right? But they hear my voice, whatever the case is. All right, we introduce, we start talking, New York fans, the whole thing. And they say their last name is Rosen. I go, interesting. And they go, yeah, you probably know our dad. His name is Sam.
Oh, wow.
And I go, your dad is like an idol. Like,
that's
like
a Ranger power
like
play.
The legendary Sam Rosen.
Yeah.
And I go, where's your dad? And they said, he's sitting upper deck in the end zone with our mom. And I go, what are you talking about? He goes, my dad got these seats and he gave them to us.
That's a good guy.
He's
right
sitting
there.
Upper deck in seats where you can't even see the field. And it dawned on me, you have four tickets. You, your wife, and the two boys. Do you give up the good seats for the boys or do you keep it for yourself?
100%. No, I give it to my boys.
You would?
If they share that passion, absolutely.
And I go, Sam Rosen's the greatest dad in America.
Wouldn't you do that,
until
though?
Tom Brady came along.
Right.
Wouldn't you do that, though? Yeah, of course I would.
Yeah. That's easy to me.
Or you pick the one that's your favorite.
Stop.
So you're like, yeah, listen, I'm sorry. Like, Spence is more fun to be with. So you and your mom are going to be sitting upper deck. Sorry about that, right? Yeah, of course you do. But I was like, Sam Rosen is the greatest guy in America.
Yeah, good.
I'll
dude.
Never forget that. That guy's got a great story.
And you
that's
had
awesome.
Great seats for one of the greatest football games ever played.
That's got to be, for me, that's got to be the best game I've ever been to in my life.
Were you rooting for the Giants or were you bitter?
It's a very good question. I wasn't bitter.
Well,
I was very conflicted.
You guaranteed the Giants weren't going to win. You had to walk the Brooklyn Bridge.
Yeah, I didn't mind that because it was ultimately good for the show.
No doubt, but you still want to be right with your predictions. And
yeah.
I remember as a radio station, everybody thought the Patriots were going to win.
I mean, everyone in America
thought
the Patriots
were going to win. That was the one thing I was actually right about. I was
Is
confident
right?
the whole week. And the reason I
because
was...
Because of the last regular season game?
No. Honestly, it had nothing to do with that. And the reason I made to Joe was the Patriots were starting to look beatable. If you look at every game they were playing as the season was concluding, the regular season game against the Ravens, the Giant game, even the playoff games, the Charger game, they looked beatable. And I remember saying, this is not the same juggernaut that we were all enamored by 6 weeks ago. And the Giants had mojo. Like, there's no doubt. The Giants had a little magic going, and I just felt like, I think they're going to beat them. And rarely right, but I was right about that one.
There you go. Should have bet the money line, I guess. In retrospect. Yeah, that I think I can't think of another game that even comes to mind that would even be on. And I'm not a Giant fan, obviously. That might be the greatest game I've personally ever been to.
Football game.
Yeah.
We're just strictly with football?
It might be the best game of any sport I've ever been to. And I've been to, I've been to, I was blessed to have gone to, 12 Super Bowls in my lifetime?
Well, the second Giant.
I, of course, left most of them
That's
early.
That's embarrassing. The second Giant-Patriot game was also a great game. Great game.
Yeah.
It's forgotten about in a weird way because the first
I didn't stay
one
for
was.
That one.
Why?
I don't know.
Why did you stay?
I don't know.
You know how I know you didn't stay actually thinking about it?
Yeah.
Because Joe and I stayed, and we were fortunate enough that your partner allowed us on his special
private
plane ride home. And you weren't there.
No. I left early for that.
Where's Craig?
Yeah. Al Dukes and I hopped on a plane. And left Indianapolis, I think, Saturday.
Do you regret that?
No.
Why? It was a great game.
Got to watch it on TV with my kids, so it was all good.
Nah, that's sweet.
Yeah, it's so sweet. See, I went for the heartstrings on that one. But I tell you, I was at the worst game I ever left early. I'll take full ownership of this, and I deserve a beating for it, so you have at it. I have no problem with it. I left at halftime of the Saints-Colts Super Bowl.
Why?
Yeah. So right as Hank Baskett's fumbling the outside kick.
Yeah, I was going to say you missed the outside kick.
I was on my way to Morton Steakhouse to eat at the bar and watch the game the second half.
Why? Were you just numb to seeing Super Bowls? You'd seen so many.
It was raining.
It was raining.
Yeah.
Come on.
Drizzling a little bit.
That's terrible.
Yeah. We were sitting there. We were sitting in the end zone, my wife and I. It's halftime. And
that's
halftime,
why you left. You were in bad seats.
The Super Bowl halftime is also longer than a normal halftime.
Yes.
And we're like, let's just go watch the second half of the steakhouse. So I left.
What'd your wife say about that?
She was into it,
too. She was game. She wanted to leave.
She was like, let's get the hell out of here.
Wow.
It was raining.
You know what that is? That's you being numb. You were numb to the amount of Super Bowls and big games you had been to.
I was in Super Bowl City 12 times. for the Super
That's
Bowl.
That's what I'm saying.
I didn't stay for all of them, obviously.
You got to the point where it became old hat. It's like Yankee fans when they won the World Series year after year. After a while, it's like, yeah,
again. Who was in the Super Bowl where it snowed in Dallas that week?
Just tell me the year and I'll give you the answer.
I don't know the
year. I don't remember stadiums sometimes, but I know every year of the Super Bowl.
I remember I was like, we got to get out of here. Get us out of here. Let's go home. I want to go home. I don't want to watch the game.
2012 was in New Orleans. That's when the lights went out with the Ravens and the Niners, right?
Yeah.
So that wasn't that.
It was the Dallas Super Bowl.
2013 was New York. That was the Seattle-Denver
one. I didn't go to that one.
2014.
No, I think it was before that one, the Dallas one. Is that possible?
What do you mean it was before?
What Super Bowl was in Dallas? You guys have
I got to look it up now. I don't remember the location.
I remember it snowed that week like an inch of snow. And as we were driving to the hotel.
2011, Green Bay over Pittsburgh.
All right. So, we're driving to the hotel from the airport. They literally got an inch of snow, and the city was in a panic. I'll never forget that.
How did you have the stomach to go to that Super Bowl?
I didn't.
No, to that city, to anything.
I like Dallas.
Okay, that's not my point. It was right after the Jets lost to the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Because I don't view things that way.
Don't view things as what, a fan?
Yeah. No, I'm like, how could I go to that city?
When I went to that Jacksonville Super Bowl, that Patriots-Eagles Super Bowl, you know why I was miserable? Not because of Jacksonville. Because 2 weeks earlier, Doug Bryan's missing a field goal.
Yeah.
Herm Edwards is becoming Mr. Conservative. And the Jets lost to the Steelers.
Yeah.
That killed me.
Yeah. You know, we're different.
You don't care.
Like I was in Dallas. I had a good time in Dallas. I partied my ass off. My boys were with me. And then Saturday morning, I got us out of there.
You had a kid 2 weeks earlier.
Yeah. I went home to see him. That's right. Anthony, daddy's home.
No, I'm leaving. Was your wife annoyed about
she had
that?
No work. I had to go to work.
Oh, that was the excuse.
Yeah.
Working home, sorry.
I brought Sonny and Lucky with me.
Oh, okay. That was the
trip where Al Dukes decided he hated kids.
That was it?
Yeah, because my kids thought it was hysterical to take his phone and hide it. And he got to the point very quickly where he, recognized kids are not for him.
Wow. Yeah. So if it wasn't for that weekend, there could be mini Dukes running around right
that
now.
That was the weekend. I'll tell you, he was so mad at my kids, and he loved my kids, that they thought it was the funniest thing in the world that he couldn't find his phone. And he didn't.
By the way, have you seen Al Dukes and Pete Hoffman going at it on Twitter?
I've not, no. Well, yeah. I guess I did earlier because they copied me on it, but not since, no.
No, they're still going at him.
There's like an internal war here between producers. Pete Hoffman, who produces the Tiki and Tierney show, and Al Dukes' morning show, they're going at it because Al took shots at them earlier in the week for booking Kevin James on Monday. And Pete Hoffman responded because the morning show put Guy Adami on to, make football predictions today. So they're going at it like, who are you to tell me that Kevin James is a bad guest when you put Guy on your show?
Yeah.
And then there was an issue. Well, no, Guy wasn't booked. He just called in. Then it was, he called the hotline and was on for 10 minutes. That's a guest.
Yeah.
So they went back and forth, and I'm enjoying watching the fight, but I did not know it continued.
Oh, no, it's just that Hoffman responded like 48 minutes ago.
I think it's fantastic. When are you joining in,
Loogie? Are you going to let it be a one-on-one match?
He's going to stay right there and keep his lip tight. Because we're not engaged, and let them fight it out and have at it. All right?
Who's winning so far in your opinion?
I got to go back and read them all. I don't know.
All right.
We have somebody who wants to guess your blame poll entry. So we'll do that right after the break, and we'll do the blame poll plus your calls right after this.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's Carton and Roberts on The Fan. WFAN, WFAN-FM, and WFAN.com.
One buddy of mine sent me a text saying that he wants to put you in a Britney Spears conservatorship because he's so concerned about your lack of regard for your hard-earned money.
Well, there's always that chance that my wife vetoes this plan and says, no, that's not happening.
A chance? I've only met your wife a few times, but she's a very smart woman. A chance? A chance?
She also understands my sports passion, so she'd probably respond with, okay, but not $15,000. Want to go to $5,000? Okay, we could have a conversation, but 15,000, kabosh.
Well, you better start selling those Knick tickets you got, man. I'll tell you that.
Unfortunately, the Jets are giving me nothing to worry about.
Well, it's all right. You have plenty of time to save up your money so that you have that kind of liquid cash in the bank should the Jets ever make it.
Hey, right now the money is being saved for a potential finals run, but I don't know if I'm going to have to use it, much like last year.
So Blaine Poll's coming up. Somebody wants to guess your entry this week.
Oh.
So give him a shot at that. Brian, what do you got?
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing good, buddy.
Only been waiting an hour 45.
Cool. I apologize
45
for that.
Minutes, but yes. I hope it's not. You're good. You're good. I hope it's all worth it. Evan, I got a proposition for you.
Yes.
Sweeten the pot. I'm going to give you a front-running lead at Pulse of the People. I got a big following.
Yeah.
Come through on this. Right. We'll see what happens.
What are you
offering him?
I'm offering them a front running lead at Pulse of the People.
Oh, okay. Put him in the lead for Pulse of the People, which is a few months
away
still.
Yeah, because he'd be doing a good thing for me and my nephew.
By the way, dropping,
going to a Knick game.
Dropping 15 grand for a Super Bowl ticket does not warrant a Pulse of the People award win.
No,
just saying.
That's idiotic.
All right, good.
Not, yeah. So, Evan, if I guess the name correct, I get 2 tickets. I know you're a Nets fan.
Are
I know that's
that
out of the question.
2 tickets for
to
what? A
my
Knick,
choice
a Knicks game?
On that beautiful Chase Bridge.
So he's saying if he guesses your Blaine Poll entrant, which you've already picked off air.
I have.
You will give him 2 tickets to an upcoming Knick game.
Yeah,
I can't
necessarily give you a game of your choice because there are some games
all
I don't
right,
have.
Right. Any game.
All right. Yes, I agree
Wednesday,
to that.
Thursday,
I
any game.
You got it. If you correctly guess who I'm picking for the Blaine Poll, and what's funny is I already have it written down
Let
on a piece
see
of paper.
It. I won't say it aloud. Let me just
well,
see it.
Well, yeah, I heard you say it. So I thought of Mr. Francesa when he used to do the Super Bowl trivia
okay.
stuff.
Okay.
I said, let's make this a little interesting.
Okay, yeah, we're kind of fan.
We don't want to mention that name.
No, we love
anyways.
Mike. What do you got? Let's see if you're right. If you're right, two tickets, my seats on the Chase Bridge. What do you got?
I'm just going to say
the name.
Right
That's
before,
a cookie, too.
If this is not correct, you are dead wrong.
Go ahead, Brian.
From Canada, number 61, Rick Nash.
Rick Nash. I can tell you off the jump that ain't right.
No, but he's,
I mean, you know,
well,
you're
no, no,
ballpark.
He's thinking. No. That's not fair. That's not fair. So the reason he said that is a while ago in the show, I made a comment. This is a really good listener. He's a P1 right there. Because this is something I said 3 hours ago. 2 hours
ago. He was on hold for a long time.
That's true. I said that it's related to Henrik Lundqvist.
Oh,
and
you
I'm
did.
Putting
I
somebody on the blame pole, and it's related to Henrik Lundqvist. So his guess is Rick Nash, as if he's going to blame Rick Nash for Lundqvist not winning a cup. It's very, very close. You want me to do it right now?
Ladies and gentlemen, here comes your Friday afternoon blame poll.
What we need to do now is get focused and stop pointing fingers. You're a problem. You're a real, real problem.
Look what you did, you little jerk. What the hell is wrong with you people?
I know it was you, Fredo. You broke my heart.
It is absolutely 150% your fault.
Don't blame it on sunshine. Don't blame it on
moonlight. We're going to take down the names from last week.
It's a very good guess, by the
way. Leon Rose comes down, and Tom Thibodeau comes down. And Evan, you're up first.
Well,
who is the blame poll nominee for this week, courtesy of Von Rohr Equipment Corporation?
Let me just say this. Tonight is a very, very special night. I have deep respect for Henrik Lundqvist. Some may say I have more respect for Lundqvist than most Ranger fans, because half you guys were bitching about him while he was here. Overrated, makes too much money. Here's the problem with tonight.
Yeah.
We're going to honor a guy that never won a cup, and it's not his fault. So tonight, in honor of that, I want to put on the blame poll the guy I blame. You've got a, how many times did he win a Vezina? Twice? Maybe once? Was a finalist like five times? You have an all-time great goaltender, but you couldn't find that big-time score. You tried to find him. Rick Nash was that guy, right? Till he sucked in the playoffs. So, ladies and gentlemen, while he was an okay executive, he got off to a rough start. Glenn Sather's ass is going on this blame poll because, quite frankly, if Glenn Sather did a better job putting talent around the king, you wouldn't be celebrating the Patrick Ewing of your time. You'd be celebrating the Jonathan Quick, the Marty Brodeur, a guy that's got cups. And, Henrik, I have great respect for you. It's not your fault. It's Sather's fault. We blame him. Hence, Glenn Sather's going on the blame poll.
All right, there's your first nominee for the blame poll. Mine is going to be a very unpopular choice. But the purpose of the blame poll is supposed to be timely and authentic and what's going on in the moment, right? Because you can always go back in time and come up with this guy or that guy. What's happening right now? Well, tonight at Madison Square Garden, 18,000 Ranger fans in the building, couple thousand in the theater, and hundreds of thousands more watching on TV. We'll watch the number 30 be raised to the rafters to live for all time, so that generations of New Yorkers one day will say, who is that, Daddy? And Daddy will tell them the story of the king, Henrik Lundqvist. My nominee for the Von Rohr Equipment Corporation blame poll is Henrik Lundqvist.
What?
Because Henrik Lundqvist, much like Patrick Ewing and David Wright of the Mets, was a great player who wasn't good enough to bring a championship to New York.
That is so.
And there's
BS.
An old adage in hockey that all you need to win a Stanley Cup is a hot goalie. My question to you Ranger fans is, what happened? What happened? You never won a Stanley Cup. Who do you blame for that? You have to blame the goalie. So I enjoy that tonight's a very special night, and I look forward to watching from afar. And I know that the man literally walks on water for you and is deserving of this amazing honor. An honor, by the way, that there's not a single active New York athlete right now who's guaranteed to have the same fate, and that is a retired jersey. I have to give you my blame poll nominee, Henrik the King Lundqvist.
Don't blame it on such
sunshine. Don't blame it on moonlight. Don't blame it on good times. Blame it on the boogie.
Bro.
Don't blame it on the sunshine. Yeah.
That's effed up.
Effed up?
Yeah. I mean, that's effed up.
How's that?
The guy is an all-time great Ranger.
Yeah.
He's an all-time great goaltender.
Yeah, he's Patrick Ewing.
He won. No, he's not, though.
I know. He didn't get to his money finals. No.
I know. Well, I don't count the second
Patrick
one.
Patrick went
he
to...
He wasn't even on that team.
Right.
He was barely on that team. He was hurt.
Huh?
That is not fair. This is one of the great Game 7 goaltenders in the history of hockey.
Too bad they didn't play more Game 7s.
Is it Lundqvist's fault, or am I right that it was the roster's fault? Maybe they weren't good enough. Maybe Tortorella wasn't the right coach for a while. Maybe Alain Vigneault wasn't the right coach for a while.
Also possible.
Maybe.
I don't know. Well, Vigneault's at the very end of his career.
Well,
so you can't put on Vigneault.
I could put it on coaching. I could put it on not having a great goal score. I could put it on their power play sucking for the most part. Come playoff time. I could put it on a lot of things.
Well, you could also put it on the goalie. Why not?
Because... Look, he didn't play great in that cup final. Yeah. Really, game one killed him when they lost in how many overtimes. But you can't really put it on him. He was a great clutch player.
It's just a nominee. You can decide at home. And we do it every Friday, some point at 5 o'clock. It is the Von Rohr Blame Poll.
Wow.
But if you go to the game tonight, it's going to be a magical night at Madison Square Garden.
You just blame
him. It's going to be awesome. And hopefully you're lucky enough to be in the building tonight. And your wallet's not getting ravaged by the cost to get in, which is right now how much money you have? Still three bones?
Let's see. The last I checked, the get-in price was in the threes.
Because right the snowstorm is coming.
Yep. Right
it's
now,
on its way.
The get-in price has dropped. It has dropped.
It
is now down to $280.
So it's 10% drop, right?
$280. You could sit in section 226.
Where is that?
Third to last row.
All right. But listen, for some people, it might be very important to be there.
No, I get you.
You know, I mean, no one's dropping $15K a ticket like you're willing to do on the Jets, but for some people, it'd be important.
That's a Jets Super Bowl. Can we remind ourselves that for anyone killing me? I'm getting a lot of tweets, people angry with me, as if I did something. I didn't do anything. I was speculating how much money I think I'd spend on a Jets Super Bowl. It's a Jets Super Bowl.
Let me ask you
None of us have experienced it unless you're over 60.
What? I don't think the answer is yes to this question, but it's a fair question. The uniqueness of New York honoring players that never won championships.
A lot of cities do that.
Do they, though?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm just asking. Well, yeah, I've lived in a lot of places. In Buffalo and in Cleveland and here and there. The Bills, obviously, have a boatload of guys in their ring of honor who didn't win the championship, but they went to four straight, right? And I'm just trying to think, like, in a weird way as New Yorkers, we hold ourselves, you know, above everyone else. You know, all we do, other than the New York Yankees, and God bless them for being in our lives, all the guys that we honor with immortality haven't won championships.
How many titles did Don Mattingly win?
None.
Oh. Why'd the Yankees honor him?
Well, I mean, you're picking one outlier, right?
I'm sorry.
I mean, he's the only guy you could pick. He's the only Yankee, by the way, you can pick.
I think he
you
is.
Took one guy, the only guy in the last 25 years that you could pick, you jackass.
So, I picked him. Patrick Ewing, should his number not be retired?
Well, no, of course, like, we love these guys. They represent an era for us.
He didn't win a championship.
He didn't win a championship.
So, you're
it's
a result
like
would
honoring
be.
Losers, in a way.
Now, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
Nets win the title this year.
Nets win a title. Go ahead. I'll play a silly little game with you.
James Harden goes to Philly.
Yes.
Kyrie Irving retires.
Go.
Kevin Durant's never the same.
Okay.
Can I retire all three of their numbers?
No.
Why?
Well, I mean, you can do whatever the hell you want.
No, but would you laugh at that?
I would think it'd be a joke to retire their numbers.
A championship.
I understand that.
No. I don't think you do.
I get it.
A championship.
I totally get it.
A championship.
I get it. If Joe Harris hits the game-winning shot in Game 7 of that championship, are you retiring his jersey?
I may, actually, yes.
Yeah, you might. By the way, you ain't lying. He might put all their sneakers in bronze while he's at it, too. No doubt. So, 15 grand for a Jets Super Bowl. Well, you already have tickets for Nets, so I can't put you on that.
It's different. Basketball, baseball, it's all different because it's more than one game.
Right.
You know, it's a best-of-seven series. You're at home where I would have tickets. Going on the road, though, I've told you this. I've been honest with you. If the Nets are in the finals or the Mets are in the World Series, show's going on the road. Sorry. It's going to happen.
Sorry.
Not sorry.
There you go. Yeah, Evan made not a demand. Evan said, this is how it's going, Carton.
Yeah, it wasn't the man. This is what's happened.
If the Brooklyn Nets make it to the NBA Finals, whether it's last year, which we know they didn't, or even this year, he has already made a demand of the company.
Yes.
And it says, and this is where you always mess up.
What'd I do?
He calls the architect and Spike up and says, listen, yeah, there's a good chance my team does go to the finals. We're like, yeah, we all recognize that. And he goes, I just want to make it clear, if they go, we're doing our show from the road arena for every road game. And rather than leave it at that, this jamoke has to go, and I'm willing to pay for it myself.
I know I do that. I don't know why I do that.
He's like, I'll take care of flights, hotels, tickets. We're good. You just have to say yes so we can broadcast from the visiting arena. Yeah. And they were like, you got it. And we're going to hold you to it. No problem.
I think it's just the knee-jerk like reaction.
I remember last year we were BSing about, hey, there was an outside shot that Brooklyn, if they made it to the finals, might play Utah,
right
for a minute. We were talking about
that.
Yeah,
it was possible. They looked
and we were like, do
off.
We really, A, want to go to Utah ever? And B, are we really doing our show from Utah? And Evan's like, oh, we're doing it.
It's happening.
Oh, we're there. Yeah, so we'll see. We'll see. Listen.
I know, you're right, though. I shouldn't be throwing in there. And I'll pay for the whole thing.
Just leave it alone. They're willing to pay for it. They got plenty of money.
I got good news for you.
Go.
It's not going to happen. I'm not a confident guy right now. I don't feel great. I don't feel good about this.
This all
act again. This whole thing? Was I right last year?
Yeah, but this will act again. Here we go.
And the same applies for the Mets. That could be fun, though. Me and you in Boston for Mets Red Sox, the World Series.
Let's just hope it's right here. Because I'll get on a train and go to the Bronx. I have no problem.
Oh,
although,
could you imagine if we get this?
These days, the subway's not safe to ride, so I'll probably take an Uber there.
Yeah.
Or a yellow cab, but we'll be in the Bronx. We'll be in Queens. We'll go back and forth.
You know, I hate to fantasize, but we as a city would deserve a Met Yankee World Series.
Deserve?
Yeah.
This Based has been on so, what? COVID?
How bad sports has been in this town for a while that to get the Mets and Yankees both going on a run at the same time, I prefer not. I've always said that. I'd rather the Mets play somebody else. But for the city, how freaking amazing would that be after all the down periods of how bad the football team's been, the Yankees losing a wild card game, the downness from the Mets. Yeah, the Nets are good, but the Knicks suck, all that. That we get a Mets-Yankees World Series.
I don't want it, though.
Why?
Well, because I don't trust Gerrit Cole in Game 1.
You should.
I just don't trust him in Game 1 at all.
Imagine when he's staring at Jacob DeGrom.
I don't want him in Game 2 either.
Who do you want?
I got Gerrit Cole pitching Game 3.
You got Nestor Cortez pitching
Game
1.
By the way, I might. There's a good chance I do. SNY, have a good week. We'll see you on Monday. Thank you to Grubhub for that. More of your calls coming up. We still got another half hour to play as we get you into the big ceremony at the Garden for Henrik Lundqvist, plus NFC-AFC championship games. We'll break those down for a minute, and the guys will give you their picks with this caveat. Their picks are no better than yours. If you are wagering this weekend, please have a plan. Stick to that plan, regardless of the outcome of the team you like most and how they perform.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.